Well, it's different, you know. Obviously, I was fortunate enough to be in Dom's scheme for 9 years, and I think that really allowed us to have some success at times with just the continuity. But obviously, with the new coordinator, new terminology, everybody's kind of new to it. But I think we're all really excited about it, excited about some of the changes that have been made. Unfortunately, at, you know, the expense of people's jobs and, you know, personnel. But for the most part, I think we're all really excited, and I think his resume speaks for itself with where he's been, not only as a D coordinator, but as a head coach. So we're really looking forward to it. We've got a lot of moving pieces, a lot of young guys, and I think we got great opportunities to make some plays.
Hey, what do you anticipate the learning curve is going to be like?
For who? For a guy like me or for the young guys?
For you and then overall.
You know, I think that we're, you know, this is the third time we've installed the defense, obviously with the first phase of OTAs and the second phase. Now we're in the third. So, you know, the rookies definitely are a little bit behind the eight ball in that regard, but, you know, with the way in which the draft played out, you'd anticipate that there's going to be a bunch of young guys playing early on. So, they're obviously have to get caught up, but, you know, I think for the most part, guys are really, picking it up. The first, 2 days have gone well as far as, you know, you're going to expect some, you know, the learning curve to have some, MEs and, you know, slip ups, but for the most part, you know, guys are improving each and every week, each and every day, as far as knowing the defense in and out, the walkthroughs. We've repped, you know, a ton of plays this year, as far as in the Crick and you know, at the Hudson Center before we started practice. So, you know, as with any new coordinator, obviously there's a learning curve, as you mentioned, but we'll be ready to rock once these OTAs are done, and then just refresh it once we get back to training camp.
Does his style match his personality?
What's his personality?
I don't know. That's what we're asking.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, you look at Mike and you think he looks a little rough around the edges, but then, you know, you talk, but he'll slip a joke at your expense. So, you know, I think maybe it does. But I think the biggest thing for him is, you know, when he came in here, obviously, you know, what he's trying to bring is a mentality, and, you know, all the small details are highlighted as far as what we're trying to work on and what we're trying to prove. And, you know, there's just a lot that goes into meetings that you can take away from, you know, at this point, especially for me and for young guys that I think are really going to benefit this defense. So, you know, hopefully we can you know, kind of keep pace with the offense that we've had here for so many years and being a top-tier defense. And, you know, I like to think we have the guys and obviously the coaching staff, so hopefully that's the case.
So at the end of the season, Coach McCarthy says, the fact we lost our quarterback is no reason why we didn't get to the playoffs. You can't have that mentality in the NFL. As a player, when you know there's going to be turnover, but still, is that any kind of a motivation or for you guys to say, we got to try something new as players to succeed?
Well, I mean, you know, I'm sure if you took everyone's number one quarterback and got rid of them, they'd all have a, you know, a tough time overcoming that type of adversity. There's a reason why they're getting paid the money in which they do, just because they make the whole thing tick, especially with where this, you know, the way in which offense have been progressing as of late. But, you know, even when Aaron was able to, you know, start all 16 games and, you know, throw for however many yards and touchdowns and all that, we've always kind of felt a need that we need to pick it up a little bit. And just for whatever reason, it really hasn't, you know, come to be. But, you know, unfortunately, in a situation like last year, somebody needs to fall on the sword. And but, you know, you hope that, you know, with changes, it's all for the, you know, the betterment, especially on defense, obviously, with, you know, the amount of turnover we had, not only with Dom, but with a lot of position coaches as well. So, but I think people feel, I'm not going to say the heat, but feel, you know, feel kind of a sense of renewed energy and kind of ready for something new and ready to kind of hold our end of the bargain, finally.
Were you surprised that free agency went by and the first six rounds of the draft went by without bringing in some depth behind you and Nick?
Well, you know, I wasn't surprised with the first two picks. I'll go ahead and say that. But obviously, you know, you look at the depth at the outside linebacker position and, you know, it's not that great. And that's not a slight to the guys who are, you know, behind Nick and myself. But, you know, you look around the league, a lot of times they're rotating in, you know, pass rushers. You can look a couple years ago when we had a, you know, Mike Neal and Julius here, Dayton as well. We had, you know, had a pretty good rotation. But, you know, sometimes I'm sure it doesn't work out the way in which they want. And obviously they only get so many picks and only have so much cap money to spend. But, you know, I'm just kind of trailing off. I'm happy with the picks they made. And, you know, at the same time, it does show, you know, their confidence in Nick and myself, as well as the guys in which we have. And, you know, at some time, I'm sure it'll be addressed. But for the time being, we've, you know, the guys who we have here are going to be the guys who have to hold up their end of the bargain.
With the experience that you have, do you get any say or input in what your role might be this year?
It's so early on right now that, you know, I think the positions are kind of, you know, we have a depth chart, but it's about, you know, figuring out how certain guys are going to be used and whatnot. But with, you know, the new coordinator coming in, I'm sure there's going to be a little tweaking here and there. So, you know, that being said, obviously I'll have, probably plenty of opportunities to rush the passer. I'll probably play in the box quite a bit, dropping coverage. You know, you'll probably see, a good mix of, you know, when I've been able to play in the box as well as on the line.
How's it feeling?
Good. Feels real good.
But you guys were pretty outwardly in support of Dom for the last several years, and now that he's gone, do you have any, as a veteran and maybe some other guys, have any problems buying in or coming into the season with an open mind?
No, not at all. And, you know, obviously, I mean, it seems like that's the nature of the business in this league. I mean, how many, well, especially coaches, though, I mean, it sounds like, I'm going to butcher this, but every coach has been fired at one point. I forget what the expression is. And, you know, unfortunately, I had to come on, you know, behalf of a great man and Dom. I really enjoyed my time with him and, you know, the 9 years we spent together and the success we shared. But, you know, at the same time, that's the nature of this league. I mean, there's going to be a time when you know, I'm not on this team and or Aaron or another, you know, key figures on this team where you just have to keep moving. The NFL is going to keep moving on without you. And but I think to answer your question, no, the guys are really focused. We're really excited. And, you know, like I said, you know, someone needed to fall on the knife. And, you know, I think it's, you know, it's all done for, you know, to get better results. And that's exactly what we're here for. So putting in the new defense and getting ready to hit this season strong. And like I said, hold up our end of the bargain.
Is there a way in which you would describe Mike's defense in a couple of words? Like, what are the what descriptions?
Well, we're going to be aggressive. You know, I think that's a you know, a good adjective to use. Disruptive, I think. You know, probably a lot of moving pieces and parts. You know, I think we're going to bring a multitude of pressures and move guys around. So I think it's a very you know, it's just a defense that I think hopefully gives offensive, you know, coordinators problems just because they don't know what to expect and give quarterbacks certain looks that they're not expecting at certain times.